Well, here we are.
Why'd you bring me all the way out to the Amityville house? You already told me, but I forgot. Please tell me again.
There's an evil in that house, Matt. We've got to put a stop to it, and I've got a plan.
Grattan, I think you're mistaken. You're confusing real life with a series of movies we watched for Halloween last year.
No, the Amityville curse is real, and we can't let it hurt anyone else. Ronald DeFeo's death in prison at age 69 proves the curse's power, and the only way to stop it is to destroy that house.
What?
I've got the 3-story Dutch colonial home rigged with enough explosives to decimate an entire city block.
Jesus Christ, Grattan, there's a family of 5 people living inside. You can't do this. The Amityville story was a complete lie.
No time for semantics. The world's in danger. I'm putting a stop to this.
No!
Whoa, where are we?
What is this place?
It smells like we're in a carefully curated list of culturally significant horror movies, ranging from the 1920s to the modern era.
I hate to admit it, but I think you might be onto something.
It feels like 15 classic horror films featuring such classics as Black Sabbath, Eyes Without a Face, and The Night of the Demon.
We've really done it this time. The curse has...
escaped from Amityville!
That's right. The award-winning podcast Only in Amityville is returning this October for Season 2, Escape from Amityville.
Featuring frights, ghouls, and haunts, Escape from Amityville will take us on a worldwide tour of horror throughout the history of film.
With scares old and new, near and far, only one thing's for certain. You'll shit your pants from fright.
Watch the movies, listen to the podcast, and bring a second pair of pants because you'll be scared shitless by these timeless classic movies. Featuring music and introductions by Grattan Conwell, Season 2 will rise above Season 1 and send us into the stratosphere.
Starting October 1st, we'll do one movie review every other day, ending with the final mystery review on Halloween night. We'll see you in October, and remember,
Happy Amityville!